All right, welcome everyone. I will officially call to meeting the Town of Heath Select Board meeting. This is Tuesday, September 10th, 2024. This is a first of the two meetings today. Today we have, oh, and our meeting is being audio recorded. It's a good thing you had the reminder on this time because I would have forgotten, even though I just looked at you.
I've become wallpaper.
That's not what I meant. I have to laugh, but that's not what I meant. It said I was taken aback by an email that came that I didn't know was here earlier, so now I have to read it. So, okay. Today, the purpose of this meeting is Highway Department. And we have just one appointment for an interview for the Highway Superintendent position. Applicant is Brian Crowninshield. Welcome. And then if we have time afterwards, we're going to do some discussion with the Highway Department and have an update if we can. We've got the Highway Department here with us. Hi, Jason.
Hello.
How are you?
Okay, how are you?
I never see you at meetings. If we have early afternoon meetings, will you come more often? Not to put you on the spot.
I think we got lucky this time, though.
So I don't know, did you introduce the crew to Brian? Did you already do that? So Jason, right beside, well, mm-hmm. over from you. Jason's worked for the town on the highway department for 20 years. Oh. Kyle Jarvis, next. Kyle's been here for 3 years. 4 years? 3 years? Going on 4 years. So, whatever.
Long.
3 years. Don't know. Can't remember. And you already know Steve because you met with Steve. So, and up here, you've already met, you know, yes. Helma because you met with her and Will on my right. Mm-hmm. And we just introduced ourselves. So, I'm the chair of the select board, Robin. We got Elisa over here. Elisa's been here for 2 years.
This is my second, starting my second year.
This is Will's first. This is my ninth.
Smile when you say that.
This is my ninth.
There you go.
So thank you for coming back. Mm-hmm. We assume since you're here, you're still interested in the position, or you wouldn't have shown up today. A recommendation came to the select board from the first round interview folks to move on to this second round interview. This gives the select board an opportunity to kind of meet you and hear from you and ask questions that we might have. I'm not sure if Will has follow-up questions from the other day or not, but what I figured we would start with, and then I'm going to open it up and, you know, have a list of a conversation if the highway crew wants to ask any questions or if you have questions of them, and of course Steve's here. I don't know if he has follow-up questions since that meeting, but I figured we can let you introduce yourself and tell us about yourself and what brought you to this interview.
I'm Brian. I grew up first part of my life in Heath, moved to Vermont for 10 years or so and moved back to Massachusetts. I've done carpentry most of my life. It's passed down my dad, my grandfather. I like hands-on stuff, being outdoors, and this job kind of pertains to that. That's about it.
So I figured, Brian, that we would kind of just kind of go back and forth down the line and maybe ask questions, if that's okay with you.
Yeah,
and if you have questions of us afterwards, feel free to ask. And like I said, I don't know if Kyle or Jason have anything that they'd like to ask, or if you're comfortable with that,
yeah,
then we'd
fine.
Go to that. So do you want to start, Elisa? Do you have anything that you would like to ask?
I think the first thing that comes to mind is I'm thinking that you've seen the job description for the position.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if there's anything on there that you would be concerned about or not quite comfortable with or don't know a lot about or anything.
Yeah, some of the obvious things with dealing with the permitting and whatever you guys do with different culverts and stuff like that, I need a little assistance with, but other than that, I'm not too concerned about learning it.
Mm-hmm. Great, thanks. was just my first question that I had, and I'm sure others, but that was the only one I have, so I'll defer to.
I would like to know, so you just mentioned that you kind of grew up in carpentry.
Yeah.
That's where I grew up, and that's where I still am. So I'm wondering, I know we had your resume, so we took a look at that, and you had some time at the Roe Highway Department.
Yeah.
So you did carpentry, went to the Roe Highway Department, and we go back to carpentry.
Yeah.
So what brings you back to, or what takes you out away from carpentry and back to road work?
I guess over the last couple of years, I've kind of enjoyed, I've gotten more stuff like equipment for outdoors, tractors and whatnot, and just doing hands-on outside.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of where I'm leaning towards. I wouldn't mind doing that more so as a job, and not just a hobby. The carpentry is always going to be there regardless.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just a one-man deal for what I do for carpentry, and it's get to the point where it'd be nice to hire somebody, but I don't want the responsibility to employ somebody either.
Mm-hmm. So you're in business for yourself?
Yeah.
Will you continue to do that? If you were to take this job, would you continue that on the side?
Possibly. Just, and it might be more so like at home. Got a shop, and I might just do stuff out of that.
Yeah.
Versus most of my work is in Dover, Vermont.
Okay.
So the commute is kind of a pain sometimes, especially more so into the winter time with all the skiers. Yeah, I don't see myself totally giving it up. But.
Okay, thank you. Do you have other questions, Will?
I have a specific one. In light of the fact that you worked in Roe and departed for personal reasons, would you have any hesitancy about working with the Roe, you know, versus trading equipment, trading favors?
No.
Okay, because that's so what we're doing right now. We have, I believe we've loaned a patching,
mm-hmm.
asphalt patching.
Hot
pot. Yeah, hot pot to Sheldon Falls, and we want to continue to do that so we don't have to buy expensive equipment we don't need, and we know Roe has a lot of nice stuff. So I'm just wondering whether you would be okay with working with the present. Good question.
Can I piggyback on that?
Sure.
I was going to ask somewhat of the same question, just take it a little bit a step further. So one of the things that, when I came on and became a member of the select board, the first thing I was told I was going to do is I was going to be the liaison to the highway department. So, and the select board continues to have that position. And I served in that position for many years as the liaison to the highway department. And one of the things that I see having such, and I've only been out of it for however long Kyle's been here, I've been out of it, but still somewhat involved, still trying to, you know, I would still touch base with the previous superintendent. And one of the things, the big changes that I see that is going to happen from this point forward, I believe, in the way that all of our towns have to work for and go forward because of budgetary reasons and a handful of other reasons, is really becoming more like shared, and I don't want to use it exactly, but shared services. We're doing it with fire departments, we're doing it with the ambulance service, we're doing it across the board. That's something that small town, hill town municipalities, and even larger areas are having to look at. And so it would not be fair for us to not point out that that is something that would be an expectation, that there would be an ability of our superintendent and our highway department to be able to continue growing on sharing services in some way, shape, or form. Like Will said, sharing equipment, that type of thing. But it could get larger than that. You know, there is a lot of benefit in being able to have good communications with surrounding departments. And so I was hoping you could maybe just speak a little bit to how you see that playing out, or your ability to be able to work with area superintendents and even outside. Like, first I think about Roe, Charlemont, Coleraine, but then I think about Shelburne Falls, Buckland, Vermont, getting up into, you know, over the line in Vermont. I mean, we have really, we share road systems, so it makes sense to be able to do that. So I'm wondering how you feel about that and how you see what you would be able to do to maybe foster and improve those relationships.
Yeah, I mean, I'm completely fine with that. I mean, if another supervisor is willing to reciprocate, you know, sharing whatever they have with us, if we have something that they might need to borrow, and, you know, it's like if they follow through with it too as well. Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
Okay. And you feel comfortable reaching out to people, asking questions?
Yeah.
That type of, okay, good. Thanks.
I'd share Carl in a minute.
What?
I'd share Kyle in a minute.
Can we loan Kyle up?
Be careful.
I'm a short timer.
I was going to say, oh yeah, you're not. For those of you at home, that was Steve.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Well, actually, you were talking about liaison work with the highway department, and you, I think, gave everyone the impression that you don't do it anymore. But I can attest to the fact that I get emails often.
I sit behind the scenes. I still do some.
Yes,
yes,
you do. But one of the things you did have me do was start a log for a week. Just to transcribe my activities, and I think one of the reasons was we were looking for a percentage of how much book work there is, how much, you know, office work there is, and how much work outside, and I think I came to the conclusion it's roughly about a third of my day is dealt with phone calls and emails and bills and invoices and all that sort of thing. So I just wanted to ask Brian, I know you've run your own business and you've done computer work. Are you're comfortable with Windows and because a lot of our, especially our billing, is done on the computer.
Yeah.
And so you'd be comfortable with handling, I mean, I can show you how to do it. Yeah. Yeah, but you know how to run a mouse and how to type.
Oh, yeah.
And okay, all right, good. So we're not starting from ground zero then.
You figured out why I was asking you all those, being a pain in your backside, asking all those questions. Well, it is true that I do, since the day I came into this position, the highway department has been dear to me. It's very important. It's a big part of Heath. And it services people in a way that we can't be without it, right? It's that essential to our everyday life, because everything that we need and everything that we do is reliant on the road systems. So we need to get out of town. We can't be self-sufficient in Heath. We need to get in and out of town. And our population in Heath is, you know, gets older and older. We don't get younger and younger. We do have young families that move in, and we have young kids. We have babies that are born, but we have proof positive that the people that reside in Heath are getting older, and so they need medical services. And for all those reasons, the road system is very important. And I've always spent a great deal of time trying to assist whoever's been in that position. And as a superintendent, and will continue to do so. I mean, and some of that assist comes through kind of like a harping almost at times about getting things,
right.
You know, getting things that seem to make sense for bigger reasons. As we keep trying to build the department and make sure that the department is taken care of and increase salaries because people have been working and giving their all for years and years. And so it's all those things are important. And it's just really important to the town. So I am a little persistent about things from time to time. And Steve's been very, very amenable through it.
I'm going to piggyback on that
yeah.
as well, in that the highway department is a really big and important part of our community. Going further than Robin said, that sometimes they might do some jobs or tasks outside of the highway department, which might be helping with an emergency in one of the municipal buildings or helping clear furniture out of an office and so forth. So there are going to be some things, I think, outside of the garage that might happen, and didn't know if that would be of a concern of working outside the bounds a little bit as the town needs, because we really are a community and we are good neighbors and we help each other out and all hands on deck sometimes when it comes to emergencies and so forth, or a project or something that needs to be done quickly and we just need help. So just wanted to add that.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
And that's something that the highway department's always needed to do, but we have much more, we have pushed that much more in the last handful of years to make sure that the department is willing and able to assist for all different projects, mm-hmm. simple little projects of just helping to move things around, like you said, or mm-hmm. or emergencies.
Or right. The Heath Fair.
Heath Fair. Fair. Yeah. Sometimes we need help up there.
Mm-hmm. Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what other questions did you have on your list?
So that was kind of it. I feel like a lot of great information has been shared with us from the first interview, and then certainly from the references. So I'm feeling good at the moment. I don't know if anybody else has further questions.
Will?
Not at this point.
I always have questions.
About Kyle and Jason, I don't know if you guys have any questions.
I was going to say about you, Jason. Anything that you'd like to... Jason's quiet.
Jason's... I saw them back in the summer program.
Oh, did you?
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Jason's very quiet. But I like to have him here. Jason actually has some really good ideas. You just got to get them out. Got to get them out of him. Kyle?
Quiet.
They're quiet today. What else you got, Steve?
No, I'm excited.
Barbara? Of course. So Barbara,
of course, Barbara
is a resident here in Heath, and she is with us at almost every select board meeting doing these audio recordings that then get posted to the website to help inform folks that can't come to the meeting so people can stay on top of what's going on. So go ahead.
So shall I address you or shall I address the interviewee?
Go ahead and address.
Hi, pleased to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
My understanding is that the highway superintendent position, and I haven't looked at the job description, and I haven't seen your resume, your application, but it is also a supervisory position. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I couldn't help but hear your comment about your reluctance to take on an employee to supervise and be responsible for an employee. This role is loaded with some of that personnel management. And so how might this be different from your reluctance to do it in your own business?
More so it's the pay side of things, carrying workman's comp, and not so much the responsibility of having an employee, like telling them what they need to do, and guidance, whatnot. It's more so carrying workman's comp and the extra insurance stuff is why I don't want to get into that part of hiring an employee.
So you would feel confident in supervising and administering a staff?
Yeah. Right now, with my job, I do have different subs as far as people that do tile work, plumbers, electricians, and I have them come in, tell them what they need to do. They get their part of the project done to keep moving forward to do whatever I have to do carpentry-wise.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of the same idea.
Similar, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, bro.
Thanks, Barbara. So, kind of to follow up on that, one of my, because I do have other questions, but I was letting other people. I don't want to get comfortable. I don't want to. I'm curious how you will take on supervising a crew that has more experience than you do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm definitely open for any input on stuff that I don't know about because
mm-hmm.
I am green.
Yeah.
So I don't have a problem asking people for you know, direction of certain things, but yeah, that's kind of the way it's been for a while on the younger yeah. side, so.
Yeah, okay, thank you, that's good. Steve pointed out the this request I had for him to kind of like log his time to get a feel of that position, the position of superintendent. And that split that he's talking about, should it be true, roughly about a third of the day? I mean, one day it could be all
right.
office work, and one day it could be 5 minutes of office work and all field work. Is that say, a third, two-thirds, is that something that you're comfortable with,
oh, yeah.
on average?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Right. It's the same deal, like, now, if I have to follow mm-hmm. up on something, I'll be chasing that half the day
yeah.
for getting information on where the product is. It's just the name of the game, I guess.
Robin, can I clarify that? Steve, your day, though, is how many hours? I thought you were just going in for
well,
3 hours in the morning.
I was talking about, when I said a third, I would say a third of a full day.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just wanted to
yeah.
make sure we weren't talking about an
mm-hmm.
hour out of your day.
No, no, no.
Which I'm assuming
yeah.
that your day really hasn't been 3 hours in the week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
Yeah. Thank you. Sorry, Rob.
No, that's fine. Okay. However, I just lost what I was gonna
sorry.
Oh no, that's not a problem. I'll go to the simple things. We saw that you have all your licenses that are required. You're willing to get additional licenses. Let's see, what else? Oh, I know what it was. I just saw the word evenings. Select Board meets Tuesday evenings. Historically, we meet, have always met Tuesday evenings. I don't know where that came from, but it's always been that way. And our meetings start at 6 o'clock. One of the things that we started a year or so ago was having the superintendent come in. We were doing it every couple months or so.
Quarterly.
To do a report. And probably in the beginning, it would be something that we'd be looking for at least every month, I would
yeah.
say, in the beginning, you know. And so is that something that would fit into your
yeah,
schedule? Tuesday evenings. What is your reporting technique? What is your preferred method for reporting? Written, verbal? How do you handle reporting? Like to your customers, say. Do you provide written reports? Do you have personal face-to-face meetings?
A lot of times it's email because they're
okay.
in wherever, whatever state.
Yep.
It's a lot of second homes.
Yep.
That's their primary deal is email.
Okay. So you're accustomed to checking emails on a regular
yeah.
basis from your customers and returning them in a
yeah.
timely manner, that type of thing?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. All right. What questions do you have for us? You gotta have some.
Have you seen, been to the garage?
Have I what?
Have you been to the garage?
Not recently.
He has been there before.
Yeah.
Because he worked during the summer program.
Oh, that's right.
Maybe.
Which
okay.
was years ago.
Yeah.
It's cleaner than that.
That's right.
Anything else that has come up?
I was just thinking about one of the other, maybe outside the box jobs, is doing demo on the salt shed. That's coming up. I don't know if Brian's aware of that big project that Lisa.
We're looking at replacing the salt shed at some point in time. Did you guys talk about that? And the in some point or time is like within the next year. So we're in the process of right now of design. It's going to go out to bid hopefully soon. And my guess is it's the preparation for it will happen this year and over the winter, and we'll see the replacement happening next year just based on scheduling, the way I see things taking. Because Oh, by the way, municipalities work, things take forever. So what you're used to as a in construction doesn't happen here. I was gonna say, have you seen how things unfold? I always like to think they have it quicker, but they don't. So what else? Helma. What else?
I asked him a lot of questions. The other day, I guess I've been able to talk with two of the references that you gave me. I still haven't contacted the third one, but the two references gave very high marks, I guess, particularly for things like coming to work on time consistently, you know, good performance, kind of. One of them said he's willing to go the extra mile if it's needed, which sometimes in Heath that is needed.
A lot of times,
yeah.
Your availability, this position requires being on call, right? And did you guys talk about that? It's kind of a given that there's a, unless you have somebody else take time from, you know, over for you to be on call, you're pretty much on call all the time. And sometimes there's no calls that come in, and then other times there's a lot of calls that come in. In winter, you give up a lot of time,
right,
with looking at the, you know, checking the roads and all that. Is that something you're comfortable with? How far are you from the highway garage driving?
10 minutes, maybe.
Okay.
You're just the other side of the center of row, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've gone through my questions, or somebody else has asked a portion of it. I think that the next step is, if you're done, I don't want to, if you're done.
No,
Kurt,
I guess
you're
I
good.
Am.
You're all good.
Thank you.
Our next step is to have a conversation and make a decision what our next step is. And if everyone's in favor of putting together a job offer, we'll reach out. We'll give you what the proposed salary would be, and you can let us know what your thoughts are one way or another. You have a way to be in touch and contact, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And, but, you know, if you have questions, please feel free to ask any type of questions that are related to being a employee with the town. Hilma is the, what is your title?
Personnel director.
Manager, whatever.
Yeah.
So she can answer all those questions. We obviously have a policy, town policy, that you'll have to, you know, people read through. They've got to
memorize
everything.
It.
No, you don't have to memorize it, but you got to know quite a bit now.
Well, there's certain sections. Being a supervisor.
Yes. Yes, there are
sections.
We do 3 months. When we have a new hire, there's a 3-month probationary period.
Yeah.
That's what it's called. See, even I don't know all the terms of it. I know the ideals in my head, but not the terms, so I have to always look at them.
Mm-hmm.
And what else other than that? Right now, did you guys talk about, like, if someone can stop me, because I don't know what you talked about to just in general chat when you guys met before, but right now there's, the two guys have different, work different days a little bit. I don't know, did you talk about that? We've got one doing 4/10s and we've got one doing 5/8s, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that will switch with the clock when the time change occurs, that the 4/10 person goes back to 5/8s. So that's something that, you know, should you come to work here, that'd be something to be talking about. That certainly would be the next conversation about what your schedule would look like and how that would work with the others. What else, Steve, am I not thinking of?
You obviously have a cell phone. Okay, because we're going to pass that number around. No, places like the tech school needs to have your cell phone number in case they're calling off school or if they're not. There are other people need to call you, you know, in case the if the school is in, then you need to get out 3 o'clock in the morning and start plowing roads. Getting a bus schedule from one of the bus drivers so we know which roads to do first. But yeah, your cell phone number will be out there.
Right. I think the winter obviously is the most intrusive into your life, obviously.
Yeah.
Because and that is solely dependent on Mother Nature, whether she's gonna dump on us or not, right? So that's that piece of it. But there's a lot of early mornings, getting up, checking roads, letting the crew know whether they're coming in or not.
Taking the calls from the different schools, whether it's a tech school or
right, if they cancel
because they call at 5:30.
Yeah.
If they make the decision to cancel,
yes,
that particular day is when they call.
And you know in Row that Heath and I mean we just our roads are so totally different than anybody else. During the winter, so I mean you're used to that. So there certainly is more of a winter requirement for us up here than down below. Just is. And what else? What am I not thinking about? What am I not thinking about, Jason? Nothing? You can't tell me I've thought about everything. There's I would assume that there's hesitancy in every new hire, right? On both the person coming in and the people that are working there. That's a challenge. That's something that we would hope that we would work on as a full group. It wouldn't be something that we would expect that the highway department would be kind of just hung out there and trying to bring a new hire in without us being involved as much as we can to make that transition as smooth as possible. What else?
Ooh, you're covering all the good points.
The other condition of employment is
drug test.
Yeah, a clean drug screen. So just to cover all the bases.
Can you share with him the personnel policy so he can read what all is involved? Because that could be part of his decision.
We can do that.
Yes.
I will email it to you, Brian. It's good bedtime reading.
Do you have all the recent changes that were made in that section two in there? Make sure it gets that.
Right, be updated.
Yes.
Updated.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it is.
Because we, kind of in preparation for just potential changes that we knew were coming, we did update some portions of policy when it came to, in particular, the highway department about drug alcohol testing, those type of things that were gray. Not necessarily that we were missing things, but there's gray areas.
Yeah, some clarification
wanted
to give. I have one more question. I'm thinking about your drive is about 10 minutes away. I mean, what if we're in the middle of the night with a huge big snowstorm and you've got to get from your home to the garage? Is that a concern? I mean, I'm assuming you're driving a four-wheel vehicle and
That's fine.
Well, previous highway superintendents, if horrendous weather was predicted, previous highway superintendents were allowed to take a town truck home, to drive a town plow truck home.
Okay, so you could plow your way into Heath.
To make sure, sure that they could get back.
Well, and the hope is that they're on the road before it gets too bad.
Yeah.
That's the other piece. Expectation is that they're out there.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure we're thinking that through.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's good points. Good points. Everything's good points.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. It's a big piece of the budget for our town, the highway department, and like I said, it's a big piece of our livelihood, so. And we want to make sure it's right. We're giving you as much info as we can too, because it's a big decision for you as well. Yeah. All right. I'm good for now, unless anybody else has anything right now. You're good? You're good? All right. So thank you for coming in. Greatly appreciate it. It's nice to meet you. And we'll be back in touch ASAP. Yeah. Thanks, Brian. Hey, thank you, everyone. Good questions. Appreciate people showing up. All right. You got to think? You want to talk? What do you want to do?
No, I mean, I feel very positive about it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have
based on the work that you guys have done and what I'm seeing here, the questions, the conversations, presentations, you know, I feel good about this. But I'm also the person that has the least knowledge about the workings of the highway department and what it really takes. But, I mean, I like what I saw.
Comments today? We don't have a vote on the agenda anyways today, so. Today we're having the interview, discussion, if anybody would like to add anything in. Yeah.
Yeah, I know that there has been an increase in foreman's hourly wages during this interim period, and I'm concerned that being that the foreman has a lot of experience, I don't want to see a reduction. And maybe with this new hire does not have a lot of experience, I don't want to see a complete reversal of that hourly wage back to what it was. I don't think that would be fair.
You can see me backing out.
No, I know.
I got to recuse myself from that.
It's the way I feel personally.
Right, no,
Robin speaking.
I agree with you, Will. I'm assuming that the idea is to kind of match the salary with the experience that's coming into the job and allow room for growth.
Right.
I don't want to tap us out and then all of a sudden we've got nowhere to go as well.
Right.
So you and I can speak to that a little bit more when we have to really get down to it. But I hear you. It's okay, come back.
And that's kind of a separate issue.
Sure, but it's...
You brought it up, which is fine because then your partner in crime gets to mull it over and think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But it's like the hiring of a superintendent is one issue, and then what we do with the foreman is a second issue.
I'm just thinking, though, it might dictate how much is offered for the position. Thing, we only have so much.
Well, yeah,
should we be offering it?
You
can't. We still haven't had that.
No, but see, that's where you have to look at the individual. And what are they worth? What is that person worth? And then where are there deficits?
Right.
Then if we have someone to fill in the deficits, complement the deficits that didn't exist prior,
mm-hmm.
then it's like, what is fair compensation for that person?
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry, when you asked the question, I wasn't hearing the word foreman, I was hearing superintendent, so I understand that you're not talking about the foreman position.
That's why I backed up.
Right, but I think any salary job with so I apologize, but I still am in agreement with you that we'll have to look at that and see where responsibilities are falling and who's taking up what time of their day to fill things out. So I get you, but I apologize, I had a
okay.
little wire switch in my head.
Just my 2 seconds.
Yeah, all right, we got it.
So, just a couple. I just want to be able to have some time to think of a handful of things. But I like Brian. I think that I see potential. My concerns, of course, are circled around lack of experience. And very difficult position to be in because when you only have one person to look at, you know, and you feel like your back's up against the wall, you have to weigh that, right? You have to weigh like how you feel about being in that position where you don't have more than one person to look at. And I think that Brian has great potential. I think he has enthusiasm to do the job. I think that he sounds like a good employee from what I'm hearing. The lack of experience makes me a little bit nervous. Because there is a transition from carpentry to road work. And he did have some time in row at the highway department, which I see as a positive, so that's a good thing.
He worked, well, if you look at the new reference, information from the new reference, part of what he did was whatever, big machine.
I see his experience. I'm not saying that I'm against this hire at all. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just pointing out, because if I don't, I'm gonna go back and say that when I came to this position, when I was put in the position of highway liaison, there were issues in this town with the highway superintendent, with the way that there were some challenges with how the highway crew was working together. And we had some issues, and it was in my lap to try to work on that. And it took years to try to work through that, work with the highway department. A lot of work was invested. Mm-hmm. And I just want, for me personally, I want to make sure that that doesn't happen again. So the hiring of this position is just really near and dear to my heart, because I know how much work was put in to get into where we are, and I don't want to see that falter. I don't mind having challenges. I don't mind having to work at maintaining. I just don't want to take jump 9 years step back. That's all I'm saying. And it's nothing about any one in person that was, it's just the whole picture of how things had to proceed over the last 9 years that, is important to me.
Yeah, right. I guess one recommendation I would have, and I've thought about this a bit, that if you extend an offer to Brian, that it be on condition that he take some trainings about supervisory skills, administrative skills, all that jazz. They're out there for free from all our different organizations.
Mm-hmm.
The online or in-person trainings?
Online. Mm-hmm. Almost everything is online these days.
Mm-hmm.
But I really think it would be beneficial.
I think it would, yes, I agree with you. I think it's something that I would have to do, Steve.
I think you're forgetting the other side of the equation. Yeah. Not just the supervisory one, but his perhaps lack of experience with road building and maintenance and all that sort of thing. And I don't use this word lightly. You have two really big experts here who know their job.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree with you.
They know exactly how to do all this stuff.
I totally agree
and
with
Brian
you.
Brian will learn it very easily, and we won't have any hiccups in service or anything else because of these two.
I totally agree with you, because I have been the highway department's biggest cheerleader. Everybody knows that for years.
Mm-hmm.
And I've fought to make sure that the members of the highway department, I mean, what did I talk about all last budget season? We got to look at salaries. And it all started with the highway department, because there were people in this room that has worked many, many, many years, and salaries needed to be adjusted to be appropriate to the amount of time and the effort that's been put into working for this town. So, and I'll continue to do that for as long as I'm sitting up here, but I just want to make sure that those people don't feel like they're having to do all the work also.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's that fine line between.
They know their part.
Yeah.
And they do it.
Yeah.
And,
I totally agree
well.
With you.
So,
I totally agree with you.
Yeah, so I don't think there's no real concern on that end of it.
So I understand what you're saying, and I appreciate what you're saying, and I know how much I've learned how much time and effort you put into the highway department to bring it to the point that it is. And I think our candidate is one that maybe is lacking in some of that experience, but I think he's got the right attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I mean, that's bigger to me, having the right team attitude. I'll do anything. I like to work with my hands and being a team player. That's more important to me sometimes than experience, because I think he's willing to learn and able to learn. So I totally get what you're saying, but I think with the right candidate that they can grow into the position.
Yeah.
Because
there's a lot of facets and a lot of things to be taught. By whom? There's a lot. It's a big thing. Which is going to be the case no matter who gets hired for the position.
Absolutely.
Short of another superintendent coming from one town to another. Which
but even if they did, it still would be different because it's still the garage, not a different garage. So I just like his, like I said, I like the attitude that he put forth and what we're hearing from some of the folks that have worked with him.
Anyone else, Will, anything?
I can't think of anything else right now.
You guys?
Yeah,
anything?
I'd like to know what Kyle and Jason might have to say.
They're not going
to
say a word. I know darn well they're not.
They're not going to say nothing, are they?
I don't think so.
Not here.
They're all excited.
I see that.
No other talk in the garage than this. So, yes.
So, Steve, you better go in 15 minutes early tomorrow morning so they each can bend your ears.
I will offer this. Should there be thoughts
or concerns?
Concerns, anything that you have, and you don't want to say it here, you can reach out to any one of us. Will's the liaison, but you can reach out to any one of us and tell us whatever you want to tell us.
Yeah, and I'll say when Brian was temporary help years ago, like in the early 2000s or whatever. It was a long time ago. He was a, hard worker, and he's very pleasant to work with, and easy to get along with. And I didn't have any issues with him then. And he seemed, but granted, it was a long time ago. But he's still the same personality and work ethic.
Those are important things, Jason. I appreciate you saying that because in the room you would be the person who had the first relationship with him. I mean, your relationship, even though there was a gap, it was longer than anyone else's here. So, that's good for us. It's good feedback.
It's very valuable for sure.
And it helps me because what I'm saying is, when I say what I say, it's because I am concerned about the people that are working at the highway department. Those that are working today and those that are to come, because
dynamics.
You guys aren't going to be here. What?
Dynamics.
Correct. You guys aren't going to be here forever. I know that. And I mean, so I just want to make sure that, the right people get put in, the right dynamics fall in place, that you can work together. Because I know it's a lot of work. And I want to make sure that it can continue as positive as it is. Because we get so many positive notes now for people, in town. It's just that there's... Everybody's happy. Everybody's, 98% of the people are happy. I have to take that back. 98% of the people are happy. We don't have lots of negatives coming. And now everybody's listening. If you want to send the negatives, feel free. But it's good to know that people feel that the roads are in good shape and that you guys are there to help and that you care. There's my word.
You guys have continued to do an amazing job with the roads.
Right.
So thank you very much.
Right.
I was just thinking that. Yeah, if we want to get a superintendent who works well with the crew, present crew, future crew, but also that has good public relations, so to speak. I've seen the difference in my 10-year working for the town, the difference between a superintendent who was willing to listen to the residents, was willing to explain, this is the work that's going to be done in front of your house on this road, and another superintendent who kind of took the attitude of, well, they can just suck it up, we're doing it.
That's a good point. That's a good point. And I think, from my point of view, if I were to just say, well, what's the most important thing? I would like immediately from, because I'm always the dollars and cents and thinking about the budget, I'd be like, well, I want somebody who's going to get grants. I need money to come in, right? But then I think about, oh no, wait a minute. I really want somebody that works out with you guys out in the field and you can get along and you get work together and everybody's happy as possible going to work. And then I'm like, oh, that's a lot to ask out of one person. Mm-hmm. Broad spectrum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Grab a shovel one day, write a grant the next. It's not something that's easy. It's not an off-the-shelf person. So,
but the highway superintendent's never written grants by himself.
No, but you know what I'm saying. I can't always.
But yes, no, it's
right.
It's like
there's going to be
a coordinator job. You're wearing 10
right.
different hats.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And you never know which one.
And unless
you're
gonna say you're going to work for the next 15 years, there's going to be change in the town coordinator's office at some point in time. And that
mm-hmm.
changes things
that's
too, right?
Right?
And then you see differences happening there, right? Maybe. So it's all a happy balance. It's
mm-hmm.
a happy balance that at the end of the day, if it don't work, the three of us have to deal with it. So.
Yes, the three of us.
Well, for right now, today.
No, you said it.
Yeah. So that's it. I'm not trying to be a pain. I'm not saying that it's a no. I'm not saying I'm trying to be difficult. I just am being honest and trying, really making sure that everything's been talked about. At the very least, it gets talked about and we have a plan. So, okay. So at the next meeting, we will have to do a vote on this because we got to move forward, right?
I hate to say this.
Oh, God.
Well, that's 2 weeks away.
Yeah, I'm like, that is 2 weeks away. But we don't want to do this now.
It's not on the agenda.
Oh, it's not on the agenda.
There's a vote. No.
But there's the fine print.
Yeah, no, this is a little too big for that.
Yeah,
this is
a
little too big for that.
I don't know if I want to do it tonight, but I also, you know, another 2 weeks is a long time. We want to do a special meeting just for this.
It's up to you guys. I'm just also thinking, how long do you really want to pay the acting highway superintendent? And he is going to be gone the whole last week of September.
Grandparent duty.
And he's going to be gone the 16th, 17th, and 18th.
Yeah.
3 days isn't so bad. A whole, leaving them two alone for 5 days.
Wait, do I have to sign off on that? On his vacation time?
Well, he... No, he's not giving you any choice.
Okay.
So the soonest I can do another meeting is a week from today.
I mean, what do we think about that idea? And not letting this wait for another 2 weeks. Given
I also think you're fine. I mean, he's done the unpins and needles here.
Right.
Yeah, it's true. Ryan.
And he also has to allow, he mentioned in his interview, that he has to allow time to wrap up his carpentry
mm-hmm.
allegations.
Right.
So,
and he might want time to think about the offer.
Right.
So the soonest I can do it after today is a week from today. I mean, it is a week from today. I'm going to say that again.
I just
want to
make sure Will was on the same page before we went forward with that.
I
want to jump the gun.
Oh, that's the 17th, right?
That's the 17th, correct.
Oh, come on. I
can't. You can't.
I have very special family coming in for 24 hours.
I can do it the 18th.
Okay.
That would be better.
That will work for me too.
The 18th at 4:30.
Done.
Yep. That is all. Recording pick up on my apple.
You can eat your apple.
I know. It's like, can I?
Any important? Oh yes, yeah, there are some important things. I know. Real quick. Highway Department, updates. We've got an issue. You want to talk about anything? Anything?
Yes.
Concerns? Wings?
My wing.
Birds?
Yeah, my wing.
Your wing?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
On the new truck.
Putting a wing on the new truck.
On the truck we got last year.
That's a plow with a wing, right?
Yes.
The plow is on.
You gotta knock it down for me.
There's a plow, the straight plow is on, there's no wing.
Okay, so you can add a wing to a straight plow? It's an extension.
It's like a plow with a...
The trucks that have plowed the blacktop have had wings on it since Mike Smith. It's been a while. And...
Yeah, Mike Smith started it.
Yeah, yeah. So it's been a while that straight plows were used for years with an additional plow person plowing to help get the full width. So there was a tandem plowing, there was a small plow truck that went down the center of the road, the straight plows followed behind to get the full width of the dirt, of the, excuse me, pavement roads. And then that was switched over, we eliminated that, we purchased wings on the truck so that the guys could get, and you had one too, right?
Yep.
Or was it,
he
no?
Does it,
no. You just, that's right.
Yeah.
It was just the two. So, and that's been the case until last year.
Yeah,
your truck was replaced,
yeah.
And so he just had a straight plow.
So,
okay. So you
another
wait.
4 feet, 3 feet, 3.5, 4 feet, you can do one side, one
okay.
pass. Because now, with just the one-way plow, it's 11 foot wide. You gotta go down, come back up, go back down, come back up to get it done.
You gotta do four passes
yeah.
to clear a road.
And
okay.
when it's snowing, it takes time.
Mm. And also uses fuel, extra fuel.
Right, fuel, right.
And if you
had
another truck plowing, that's a waste of fuel too.
And the intention was to get a wing for this truck. I mean, that's been
yes.
the intention.
We
just didn't do it.
When
okay.
we,
right, I'm not disagreeing with that.
When we wrote
no.
that up,
I
we
would...
bought that truck with ARPA money. I told Jeff I wanted $15,000 set aside.
I remember that.
He remembers it, but
yes.
Jeff never put it in.
Because there was a truck and an extra $15,000, I do recall that. It was discussed.
But you had something you want to add?
Okay. So, yeah, well, that makes a difference as well if it's going to be paid for with ARPA money.
Well, that's this conversation.
That's
was
conversation, yeah.
Part of it, I mean, in my...
Take an apple.
I was just going to say,
okay.
Take an apple. Thank you. Thanks.
Part of it is the finances because they want to get a bigger plow and do jack up the pickup truck or whatever you have to do so it can plow too. And I'm thinking we got limited resources. You got a set budget. And so...
Yes, so...
What's coming out of what budget, what account, and...
Right, so the intention back... How much was your truck?
It was $80,000.
Right, and that came out of...
Maybe.
That came out of
ARPA.
Yeah.
But we did talk about, like, 95.
We did.
We put money aside,
right.
And then Jeff never followed it all through to set it aside for the wing.
Well, it's just sitting there. It's just whether or not it's
well, I know.
Directed. How's that?
Yeah, not directed.
Directed
okay.
to
it
a
just,
location? Okay.
It, well, it's got to be designated somewhere before
the end of the
December 30th.
Okay. So,
I need the A&E to have them order the parts to get the thing underway.
So the cost of the wing?
That's going to be like $22,000.
It's right there.
Yeah, $21,650, not to exceed.
What's that?
$21,650.
I used to say 22 just to round it off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's with delivery charges and everything?
That's how you take the truck over to New York. Just drop it off, do the way it comes, bring it home.
And that's with installation. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all put together.
Yeah.
And you.
And everybody's kind of booked, so I kind of have to get.
Going on.
Yeah, we don't want to wait too long.
No.
Because he told me, he left me a message, it's like a 6 week turnaround by the time you order all the parts. So I want to call him back, hopefully by tonight or tomorrow morning, and say, we tell you order the parts, I need the truck together by the end of October.
Mm-hmm. And you know that, and you've checked around, nobody else, no better offers, no ability to get any place.
Well, my hope was to have Nick Gilbert do it. Nate Gilbert was too busy to even fabricate. He's too busy doing everything else. And I was going to have Roger Raymond go up, but they're moving. And I had some other parts given to me, but them parts I can't use on ways pump is set up on the truck. I got to have different valving and things like that. So. a lot of my parts I got given to me. But I got probably $5,000 worth of stuff for $600 a while ago anyways.
So the truck that we voted, how much money did we set aside for the new truck that's supposed to come this year? We took out of stabilization, huh?
$100,000.
And how much, do you know how much that truck's gonna be? That truck's gonna come, right, this year? That's gonna be the truck that Jason drives,
yes,
the new truck.
We're probably gonna see that till November, December, until their truck comes in.
And do we know what the cost of that's gonna be yet?
He's waiting to hear from what the trade value is gonna be, and he's gonna tell us.
Well, we aren't supposed to know anyway.
What do you mean?
If we're issuing an
RFP, well, I'm just curious, like, roughly what the cost would be.
We're not supposed to know how the cost is?
Correct.
But I thought...
Curious about...
You can know. We can't. They can't.
Okay, so don't ask us anymore.
Just stop barking on me, damn it. But
well,
we're not...
I just want to make sure that what we're going to get into is going to be covered by the money we have. I don't know that the cost. It's going to have to be.
It's
going
to have to be. My
second thing was, I talked to him about it today, because once I found how much the wing cost, I go, so I called up the salesman to see if he had any other good trucks coming in where wings already set up. And just had Jason take that one if buy another one with a wing on it.
Oh.
He's shopping. But that one in Vermont that we got my eyes on, it's still got 30 something thousand miles on it.
So oh, I see what you're saying.
Longer lasting truck.
Yeah.
I mean, he has a bunch of trucks up there with wings on them, but they're all 10 wheelers. We're not going with 10 wheelers, so that kind of just throws everything.
Right.
Well, if Jason's on the dirt roads, he doesn't need
anyway.
He doesn't need a wing. Yeah. No, but this truck. The sister to this one that we got now has 30-something thousand miles on it, which will still last...
Almost brand new.
What he's saying is if the truck, when we go out to bid, if the truck that comes in had a wing, since Jason doesn't need the wing, we can steal the wing from truck.
I didn't follow that.
You know what I'm saying? From
I'm glad you know how to read his mind.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, he just said that they had one, so I put it together in my little head there.
Okay.
No, I mean, they have trucks coming in.
Because Jason, that's why I was asking those questions about the wings before.
Because if the dealer has some other trucks coming in, low mileage, mm-hmm. Jason would just end up with this one we got now.
Gotcha.
But I really hate having this problem of, I really don't want to give up that almost a new truck is going to last a lot longer.
Mm-hmm.
I just assume we put the $20,000 into this one here and put the wing on it.
Gotcha.
But I know we're buying that other plow, but that other plow is needed because that plow that was on that truck is foolish.
Wait a minute, which truck are we talking about?
We're talking about the little one top, the three-quarter ton now.
How much is that work?
What?
It's $3,000.
It's going to be under $3,000 because it's...
Yeah.
So you covered
we're
now.
We're paying $1,700 for that plow.
So is that being covered through the budget?
Yes.
It would have to be. That's
yes.
Yeah.
The only
plow
money there is.
$3,000. It's a drop in the bucket, really.
And $1,000. I mean, we.
$3,000 to do the modification and $1,700 for the plow.
No. $3,000
for the whole thing.
It's gonna be at $2,700 total.
Yeah.
$1,000 to beef up the front end. Trading in that little plow towards that 9-footer. Bastards is gonna get $1,700.
Yes. So the whole thing would be $2,700.
How much is an ARPA now, Emma?
I don't know. More than that. However, the more you take out of ARPA for other stuff, the less you
salt chip. I understand that. And I tried to look for a bigger plow. Instead of 11-footer, I tried to see what I could buy a 12-footer plow for to gain my extra.
But
that's $20,000.
That's $20,000.
Nobody has used ones.
Yeah.
I checked over the picture and they got nothing. A new one is $20,000. So instead of buying a new plow that's 12-foot wide, I figured $20,000 would be better off for one for a wing. And we have 90% of the stuff already. Because to buy a brand new truck to have it set up with a plow, dump body, and wing is like $140,000.
Okay, ARPA.
And I've been trying to shop, like I said, I tried to shop for come up with different ideas.
$109,000.
$907.49. So if we take out 22, that leaves 87. Approximately.
I wanted the cents too. No.
How I'm doing when we talked about being a second little 3/4 ton truck, but we're making it more versatile if we don't have any help.
Mm-hmm.
That can plow. But the plow that was on the truck before, you might as well stay in the sandbox because you can't do nothing with that.
Steve, could you help Pat set up her desk? And
all right, select board. ARPA money for a wing plow?
I think we should do it.
Oh, do you want a little bit?
You've got to talk because you can't.
Stop.
All right, Elisa is shaking her head yes.
Sorry, I was chewing the apple. Yeah, I trust the assessment that's been going on and the research and the due diligence that Kyle's done, and it sounds like this is what we need to do to move forward.
You want
to
make a motion?
I'd like to make a motion that we approve the use of ARPA funds to purchase the wing for
truck two.
Truck number two. Did I do that right?
And we can, and oops, go ahead and take a second.
And I will second that motion.
Discussion. And that's okay, Helma, the usage?
Yep.
Was that a yes? Okay.
If not, we'll start deducting it from Kyle's pay. He doesn't care.
Yeah.
So,
sounds about right.
Next question. What about...
Did we say all in favor? Or
not yet.
Oh, sorry,
discussion.
I'm sorry.
Okay, discuss it and get it over.
Right, he was trying to move on to something else.
Were you going to move on to something else? Or
yeah.
Do you have something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, then further discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Rob, and aye. Kyle?
So, this other truck, like I said, they come into end of November, December. So, what do you want? I got to find out the price of it and give it to you to settle it out. What
no.
Do do?
No.
The town needs to put together an RFP,
yeah.
Or a request for quote, or RFQ, or RFP, or whatever they're all called.
Yep.
Looking for a truck of whatever we are looking for. So, you need to provide information to Hilma so she can write a RFP, Q, whatever.
Can I tell you what to put that right
not
now?
Right now, you can't.
No, not right now, but yes.
I will get out.
If I give you the spec sheet to that truck we have now, you can put it in.
Yes.
So it's
okay.
Similar, yes.
But I thought we didn't have, it's the same truck, just different year.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yes.
But
so
I
you're going
to
do that.
If you bought from another town, we didn't have to go through that stuff.
No, we do.
Okay, then that would explain me wrong, but that's okay.
Well, you got your information from someone else, didn't you?
Yeah, I didn't think you had to.
Yeah,
but,
well.
All right. So if we get that ball rolling, we can get it.
They can go out for
mm-hmm.
bid.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What else? Anything else from the highway department? That you have to talk with us about right now?
That we have to talk about right now? No.
Yeah.
We got our salt bids.
Okay.
We have to agree to them by the end of next week. So I'll bring them over and, well, you can either go.
Okay.
We have to, it's the primary, secondary, or we don't want anybody. That's basically what we decide.
Okay.
But the prices are lower this year than they were last year.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Lower prices are good.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you about that deal because I think we should go with Salt City's a little bit higher. But
So we don't, do we have to vote on that?
Yeah.
And Appalachia was always.
It's gonna be a problem.
Rochester, yeah.
I'm gonna roll it tomorrow.
Oh, you could, we could do it into that Wednesday.
That Wednesday meeting.
Next Wednesday.
So can you have the information to us for that next Wednesday meeting that we just added, so we can vote what your recommendation is? Okay.
And if you're recommending somebody other than the lowest bidder, there has to be.
Explanation.
Justification.
That's pretty easy from last year's truck.
Okay, that's okay.
The bidding process.
Just saying.
Has put in a requisite that if you, if the salt company can't deliver within 48 hours, you can go with anybody you want. So that kind of limits that. That's a new rule that they have this year.
Well, that's good. That must have been an issue.
Yep, they have a lot of complaints, so.
Okay.
But we.
And are we doing the landfill mowing? That's, we're doing it the next meeting?
I had it on the next meeting, yes.
Okay.
It's a pretty clear part.
Okay, and that's it for now? Okay. Anybody else? Jason? Kyle, Steve? Nothing, nothing? All right, thank you guys for coming very much. Greatly appreciated.
Thank you.
And if there's anything else, nothing on this one, I'd have a motion to adjourn this meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Alisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Robin, aye. 411.